Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickie's season favorites, A.J. Brown Sweet Heat Wings, Chickie's Sliders, Savory Buffalo Shrimp, and more. Of course, 5:30 Creed always on the WIP afternoon show and 2:30 Tupac. The Twitter question is brought to you by – I'm trying to figure out how to handle myself sitting here like this.
Yeah, what? Me too.
Well, don't handle yourself.
Well,
yeah.
That's why I have my legs crossed.
Hands off.
Yep. Don't want to get too comfortable.
Exactly right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Bedlam of October is back. Shop world-class diamonds to make her feel like a world champion every day at Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more today, happy with the win or growing concerned? What do you think the results are of the poll?
That's a good poll question.
Happy with the win.
What do you think the split is?
I'll say 78% happy with the win.
64% happy with the win.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more. I would say this.
Yeah.
There's a little more of that concern today than I thought there would be.
But what are we concerned with?
Well, I think most people, it's the inability to string a whole game together. Whether we're talking about I think we're talking about the offense, but even the defense yesterday, from 3 points in the first half to 3 touchdowns in the second half.
Right.
I think everybody is so used to how last season ended, they forgot how we got there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Last year.
It didn't start off great.
No, and even in the middle of the season, there were bumps in the road. I mean, we talked about the offense all year last year, and I think at the end of the season, it was obvious to us that they were the best team in football. But I don't think during the season, the entire time, we were saying they're the best team in football. I think we thought they were one of the best teams, and then the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl were so one-sided that I think it gave us this confidence coming into the year that when the games don't line up the way that we think that they can, I think that is where that comes from.
Yeah, I mean, they played better defense certainly the last, I would say, two-thirds of the season,
yes.
I believe. They played much better defense. And the offense was more or less Saquon with a few timely throws here and there when needed to be, and that's what they were. But I think most people have always felt that if they could ever play to their potential, they are clearly the most talented team in the NFL and should be the best team in the NFL when you compare them to the rest of the teams in the NFL. I still look at our offense and I say, there's not another offense in the league. Now, I wish it was playing better and more consistent, but from a talent standpoint, not another offense in the league that I would rather have than ours.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. They scored 30 points yesterday.
Well, they scored 24.
24.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the – oh, right.
Shout
the
out to Latu.
Yes, right.
Latu.
I forgot that we had the punt block.
He's a fullback,
touchdown.
Right?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Is he a fullback?
He is a fullback.
Yeah, because they lost.
I've never seen him in the game, so I don't know.
Don't need it.
He was the guy that they signed in the playoffs last year. When
no,
Ben Summerin?
No, they signed – that was someone else.
Oh.
It wasn't him.
Basinger?
No, his name was crazy.
Yeah,
was Blossom Game or something?
Something like that.
Corey Blossom Game.
Something like that.
That's what it was.
It's good memory by you.
Dude, I know a lot about the Eagles.
I had no idea who that was.
Well,
yeah.
Especially for a guy who hates them.
I don't hate the Eagles. I just smell a fraud.
So after the game
this
yesterday.
Was a good week. Don't start
dead. So – so, A.J. Brown had 2 catches for 9 yards?
Seven
yards.
Seven, Spike.
7 yards.
And I have him starting in my league again. That's why I'm 0-4.
How many receptions on the year, Spike?
10?
14?
After four games.
Yeah.
Not great.
You know how many Puka has?
Was it 40?
42?
13 yeah. yesterday.
He has 42?
Yeah.
He has, okay.
Man, I should have drafted Puka.
So, and by the way, Devontae Smith only had two catches yesterday, right?
They yeah.
Yeah,
four
I'm sure
total catches.
I'm sure he's thrilled,
yeah, I'm
too.
Sure he's thrilled.
So here is the A.J. Brown tweet after the game. He posts, and this is a Bible verse, by the way.
Ooh.
Did I know that?
If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way.
So I felt when Spike was hired.
Yeah. You're the worst. So then, this is from the postgame show yesterday, right? From
yes.
the NBC
yes.
Sports Philly postgame
yes.
show.
Yes.
Here is Jaws and Jason Avant talking about the on-field version of A.J. Brown.
I have to say this about A.J. Brown. I have to say this about it, is that A.J. Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at A.J. Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes. Yeah. So that's something that A.J. Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think A.J. Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball or, you know, significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if A.J. Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit
But he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. In other words, when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls he was throwing deep, he was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't an area, some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right? Whether A.J. Brown can do it or not, the defense is saying that you can't run by me, and that's the way they're playing. Yeah. They're playing him like that.
So, Ike, there's two things here. There's A.J. Brown on the field, and then there's the stuff off the field, the tweet, the comments, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So on the field, he looked frustrated to me yesterday. I mean, he had nine targets. A bunch of those nine targets in the second half were – now, Jason Avant knows way better than I do if A.J. Brown was supposed to be where he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of balls that weren't close to him. You know, there were a couple that were out of bounds. There were a couple that were short. So A.J. Brown on the field, do you see anything different? And then we'll get to the off-the-field thing.
I don't see anything different. But I'll trust Jason, you know, and I'll trust Ron. Those are offensive guys. Jason obviously playing wide receiver. A little self-deprecation there from him with his speed sort of being compared to what A.J. Brown is doing and how a defense is not threatened by A.J. Brown's speed. That's essentially what Jason Avant was saying there.
Yep.
And until you prove differently, maybe that is the case. Like, maybe that is the case. You know, A.J. has never been a burner, right? He doesn't blow by guys. He's a guy that if you see him even with the DB, you put it up and you give him a chance to catch the ball, he usually comes down with the football. That's usually what A.J. Brown does. So I don't know if he's lost a step or what have you. He looks like the same A.J. Brown to me, right? And, you know, maybe somebody can what do they do when they how they measure Jordan Davis's speed last week?
Oh, just in total speed.
Yeah, maybe somebody can. Yeah, maybe somebody can do that and compare it to where it was last year. I have no idea. He looks the same to me. A lot of those throws, listen, they weren't. He's never going to be wide open, so they were contested throws that he didn't come down with yesterday. Certainly looked like he was disinterested on some of those routes towards the end where he's seemingly frustrated with the ball either coming out late or the route that he's been given to run on that particular play. I'll say this. I believe A.J. Brown is still an effective wide receiver. He is. And, you know, whatever the situation timing-wise is with those two over there and the routes that's being ran, they got to get that figured out because – you're not winning the ultimate prize without A.J. Brown being a major contributor to this team. We're getting by right now. We're getting by right now. But if you're telling me this is what I'm going to get every week, then we're gonna struggle to win a lot of games. And we're going to have to hope the ball bounces our way a lot. You can't go 0-for-8 in the second half after going 15 of 16 in the first half for 130 yards. And it looked like they were trying to force A.J. the ball.
Yes.
So he can't say that it wasn't targets. He got targets yesterday.
Yeah.
He got targets yesterday. So I don't know. And I'll just segue into off the field with him, man. I'm disappointed in the tweet. And I'm sure he'll clarify it and say what he meant by it.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's the next step.
Yes.
Once everybody sits, digests it and combs through it and try to figure out what he meant by it, he'll say it meant something else by the time he's in front of a microphone.
Of course. Yeah.
Again. But this is unnecessary. It's distracting. It's something that creates sort of a narrative around the team that I'm pretty sure they don't necessarily welcome. When you're 4-0 and you're not playing your best in this city, we're going to find enough things to complain about anyway as a media and as a fan base. Adding this to the equation, to me, is a selfish act. It's a selfish act. It's you thinking about yourself personally when the team is winning. And I love A.J. as a wide receiver. I think he has a right to be frustrated. But you got to handle this differently. You got to handle this differently, man. And sending out cryptic tweets for everybody to argue over what you meant by it.
It's not going to get you the
ball.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And it's unbecoming. And this guy's a fan favorite. But I'm going to tell you, there's nothing that will turn a fan against you than selfish behavior and over the team winning. That's all fans care about. They want this football team to win. They don't want distractions. And that's what people are in fear of with A.J. And I just don't think it was necessary. We get your frustration. We understand it. We
Everybody agrees.
Yes, we are here. We agree with you. But let us talk about that on the outside. You don't have to add something.
If he had only had 2 catches for 7 yards, I promise you we would have talked about it.
We were going to talk about it. Of course we were.
And even if he's lost half a step, I see too many wide receivers into their mid-30s after they've lost half a step. Still a fact.
Larry Fitzgerald never had a step.
No. Look at Mike Evans didn't play yesterday, but he's there. Terry McLaurin's 31 years old.
Yeah.
There's no way those guys are as fast as they were when they were 25.
Yeah.
So he could still be effective.
Sure.
And I agree with you on the tweet. And trust me, I want to be Team AJ on this. I am Team AJ as a player.
Yeah, of course.
100%.
Yes.
And I do think you should get the ball more. But when you do this, all I thought when I saw it is, man, will you just go over to Kevin Petrullo, go over to Nick Sirianni, go to Jalen Hurts, everybody get in a room, talk about why you're not getting the ball, and try to figure it out. If you're pissed off, then tell them that you're pissed off. But telling us that you're pissed off, and then, by the way, to your point, making it try to seem like everybody made something out of nothing when we do it is crazy.
Talking about it on national TV.
Get up, first take.
It was on. They were all breaking it down.
It shouldn't be the story today.
Yes.
It shouldn't be the story today. 215.
It's not WIP making up something.
No. No. Trust me, you're making it too easy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're making it too easy. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Sorry about the pause, Spike. What's the name? I was taking the phone off speaker like a lot of people do. You know what I'm talking about?
My man.
All right. Hey, man, real quick. I don't think AJ is talking about the team because, you know, I dig deep into the Bible and stuff a lot of time. That what he's saying, it comes from Matthew 10:14. It's basically saying don't worry about the perception people have of you. That's what he could be talking about. You know, how he feel about the game or something like that. I don't really think because it's talking about rejection also. And I don't think nobody, we're not rejecting him. We love him. He know that. And I don't think the team.
Well, he's not mad at the fans.
Yeah, he did say he loves us.
Yeah,
this ain't got nothing to do with the fans or the media.
I think it's a lot of stuff that was immediately after the game, people showing how he walked with his name through the hallways. And
he didn't talk to the media after the game. Yeah. He didn't speak to the media.
I think it's more so about the media and the people with all the negativity. I don't think it's really about us.
What negativity, Yoshi? Everybody's been in support of AJ.
I'm talking about what, not y'all. I'm talking about what's saying the national media. How they was people was just going. If you look like on my timeline, it was just a whole bunch of stuff. People were saying, "Oh, AJ mad." What's the name? And just going in, what's the name? You know, saying the stuff that he don't want to be here no more and all that type of stuff. I ain't talking about y'all specifically. Just
no, not us. I'm just saying from what I've understood, everybody's been more critical of Jalen as the quarterback.
I didn't say I definitely know. I think this is what it might be.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to explain to you is that I think otherwise. That's all. That's all I'm saying is that, okay, you got that theory.
I ain't disagreeing with you either.
But it's more likely... It's more likely that he's frustrated with his role.
You see him on the phone?
Huh?
I'm sorry about that, Ike.
Yeah, you don't think he's frustrated with his lack of production on the team?
Yeah, I think he's frustrated.
Okay, well, that's what he's tweeting about.
Or else he didn't talk after the game either.
Come on, man. Yeah, we.
All right, I'm not making it a big deal. You want to still talk about it?
We're going to talk about it all week. What you talking about? Yeah, this is what we do. We're going to talk about it all week.
It is what it is. I just said what I had to say. You said you had to say what's name, and that's what it is. Two 50-year-old men agreeing to disagree or agreeing to agree. You know what I'm talking about, Ike Reed?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
All right. Yeah. Hey, man, what's name? Hey. Jack, forget what you're talking about. This ain't no fraud team. I actually think what's saying,
sure?
At this point, they're better than they were last year. This ain't no 2023. What's name? You probably saying that because of the AJ stuff. What's name? AJ was going like this last year and went all the way to the Super Bowl. We 4-0 and we were 2-2 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just need to put a whole offensive game together. And you saw it in the first half and the end of the second half of last week. What's name? And then it just went flop. You know, I feel like, what's name, they just say, oh, we got the lead, what's name. I mean, Jalen need to clean up some stuff. But at the same time, I just feel like, what's name, the daggone offensive calling went lethargic. What's name, you know, on the thirds, what's name, they went back to running it instead of passing it, airing it out like they did last week. I mean, we're going to be all right. I feel like this team is still early. We won four games, and three of them that people was – thought flipping the coin if we was going to win. What's the name? We beat the Rams, who had a circled all the way since last year when we whooped their tail, what's the name, twice. What's the name? We beat the team and Baker Mayfield that Spike didn't think, what's the name, that we could beat. What's the name?
I picked him to win by 11 and points.
You don't mean it, though. I think you a fraud when you pick it. Because last year.
Absolutely not.
A lot of F words being thrown around today.
Week 15 last year, he picked against us.
That was a bit.
I know. Yeah. It was a bit this year.
Yeah, it was a bit because they kept winning. Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made me pick against
them. Come on, Yoshi 316.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm side on you. I don't trust you, Spike. I don't trust you. And man, what's the name? I look at it like this, too. They probably need to start using AJ like they use Puka down in the Rams. What's the name? That big body. Moving all around. Like,
why can't they use Devontae like they use Puka?
Well, but
Nah, he's too little. Can't use him like
that. But hold on. Yosh, thank you for the call. The big difference, and you saw it with Baker Mayfield yesterday. There was not a lot of the guys, when he was throwing to the rookie and Godwin, those guys were covered a lot of the times. And Matt Stafford will throw Puka the ball if there is a defender draped all over him. So that part of it is a decision from Jalen, I think. And they called 11 pass plays in the second half yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's I don't know. That's almost half the plays they called in the second half.
A lot of three and outs in that second half.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Well, the
Bucs
changed up how they defended.
Well, they didn't blitz. Yeah. They really didn't blitz in the second half, and that was the big difference. I thought it was amazing how well they handled the blitz in the first half. Yeah. I was surprised the Bucs just stopped doing it, and that seemed like when we started having trouble offensively.
I said it last week. That's how you make them stop blitzing. You pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick it up, and Jalen was picking it apart in that first half.
I wish they kept blitzing. It
made the passing lanes more defined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the one throw where I think it was third down, he hit Devontae on a little in route.
Yep.
When the linebacker was blitzing up the A gap. Yeah, that was a zero coverage blitz, and boom, he knew right where to go with the football.
And the Bucs tried it right away. I mean, the blitzing started right away.
Yep.
It didn't work, and then we had trouble
with
it. And then when they stopped blitzing, that's when we had trouble with it. And as far as, like, we know what A.J. Brown meant by the tweet. I mean, let's be honest.
He's not talking about Kevin Petullo.
No. 215-592-9494.
I don't think so.
He's talking about something.
Like, yeah, or is he? Yeah. I don't know.
Shy and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
I'm not. I don't know why I keep saying in Cherry Hill. I'm not in Cherry Hill anymore.
Oh, well, Buzz, can you change that? Where are you from, Sean?
Well, I'm from Cherry Hill, but I mean, I'm calling from Westchester.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
But you go to Westchester.
Everybody
you're from Cherry Hill.
I guess it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter to me.
You want to be shy in Westchester.
Everybody's battling for Westchester. Selleck.
That was egregious by Selleck. Yeah. I mean, you lived there for 4 years.
Whatever. Anyways, listen, a win is a win. I feel like a lot of these fans are not happy right now. Do you know how spoiled we are?
Yes.
You know how absolutely spoiled at least people my age are as fans, and yet we still find stuff to complain about? It just doesn't make any – what are we? We're 19-1 in the last 20 games?
Yeah, we're
20-1 in the last 21 games, yeah.
People want to just go on and on about the little things. Just appreciate a win, for God's sake.
Mm-mm.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
We just won the Super Bowl.
All right, we won the Super Bowl in February.
Well, he's frustrated with it. He's frustrated with everybody who's upset.
We're winning games. We're 4-0 right now. And I apologize for the Jesus Christ. I didn't mean, you know.
It's
not his fault.
Good. Yeah.
With the AJ thing, I've kind of had enough. You know, the inner excellence thing last year was, you know, do your thing, whatever. I know he's really big on mental health and all that. But I've kind of had enough with it. I'm tired of seeing it already. Just keep to yourself, man. Because like Ike said, that's one way to get the fans who like you to really dislike you. And I don't want to be one of those fans to dislike AJ. I think he's our best player besides Saquon Barkley and Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, 2 years or when the AJ Brown stuff was loud at the end of 23 when he wasn't talking to the media,
right.
And then the whole stuff happened around our show because of Jack, of course.
Yep,
I noticed how much people loved AJ and wanted to be on his side.
Yep.
And even through all of this, if they didn't, I mean, think of how pro AJ they've been even through all of this, through what happened last year. You know, people want to like AJ.
Yeah.
I just think it's a, you know, BG made a point last year when that whole thing happened, when the passing game thing happened, of saying that those two guys had to talk.
Right.
That AJ and Jalen have to talk.
I got one more thing.
Hang on, Chai. I'll let you finish. There's got to be, if there is a communication void there, it's on AJ. Well, it's on both of them, I guess, to fill that. I also think it's on Nick and Kevin Petullo to fill it, too.
But he targeted him 9 times yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but when you look at the 9.
I looked at him. I can't help it. Those are the routes he's running.
Well, I mean, he did get missed a couple of times.
He did.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm just saying it's not as if he didn't get the ball thrown.
I agree. Yep. Go ahead, Shai.
What's it called? This is – are we doing Sixers? I have one Sixers thing.
No, come on.
One thing. I needed to get this in. I didn't get in last Friday.
All right. Go. Oh, my God.
Really quick. With Quentin Grimes, they are so far away on a deal right now. One short story. I saw Daryl Morey and talked to Daryl Morey in a Five Guys on Walnut Street. I was talking to him. When he was walking out,
Daryl, you can't be in a Five Guys, brother. Yeah.
That's why you're out of breath in the press conferences.
Are we going to re-sign Quentin Grimes? He says, we will get it done. It will happen. This guy is the biggest liar
I've
ever met
shy,
in my entire
shy,
life.
Shy, 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 shy. Hush, hush,
first
hush.
Off, who cares?
Shy. Quentin Grimes is going to be on the Sixers. They're going to sign Quentin Grimes. No, Quentin Grimes, he can't go anywhere else. He's going to be on the Sixers. I'll bet you $10,000 he's on the Sixers. What is he going to do, not play basketball?
A college kid could use that.
He's going to be on the Sixers. He has until Wednesday to sign the qualifying offer. He has to, if he's going to sign the qualifying offer, he has to sign it by Wednesday. He can't go anywhere. He's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, Shy.
He'll be on the Sixers.
Whatever, he's still
a liar. I know, what do you want him to say?
Yeah, get him.
I mean, he's still a liar.
He's a fraud.
Yeah, he'll be on the Sixers. I can't help the Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes was $25 million a year.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with him?
I mean, what are we talking about here?
He scored a lot of points on a team that was going nowhere.
Yeah. $25 million a year.
That. I saw that. I said, what?
Niang was right.
I'm like, $25 million a year? I thought he wanted a $25 million overall
contract. No, $25 million a year. And that's why the Sixers go back and go, all right, well, you could just have 8.9 a year.
Like the ninth man on the team.
Yes. What do you want? I don't even know what you want him to do.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? He'll give you $25 million a year?
And he has no, but he can't go anywhere. He's a restricted free agent. He can't sign anywhere else.
Fire that agent and get your butt in the camp.
Yes.
Man.
And by the way,
get rid of that agent.
He goes and signs a 1-year deal. He's one of five guards on the
exactly.
team.
Exactly. That's what
you think you're going to have a bigger deal next summer? Yeah. Just sign the deal. Come on. $40 million? I mean.
What were they offering?
Well, I think they were so put off by the request, they just offered him the qualifying offer rate yeah. plus 15% every year.
Okay.
So it was 40 years, $39 million. I think they'd probably play him $12 million a year, which is
bro,
more
happy
than fair.
Bro, be happy with that, bro.
Yes.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Come on, I'll play for $12 million a year, Daryl.
$12 million a year for Quentin Grimes?
And Daryl,
seriously.
That seems
like a lot, too.
Daryl, seriously. Stay out of the burger joint.
He was in a good one, though.
I mean, I have no problem with it. It's just
he was in a good one.
We need you to be healthy, man.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we saw a little old school Nick yesterday.
Unreal.
We will talk about that. Get to your calls as well. 215-592-9494. At Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.